Mr. Martinez.
So condition A, the applicant is requesting a deviation. The UDO requires 188 space, parking space, and the applicant is citing one section of the International Building Code that says that space frequented by service personnel are not required to provide an ADA parking space.
So we're battling over paint. Commissioner Daley.
And I understand the standards, but the Americans with Disabilities Act was very clear in its intentions that everybody had reasonable accommodation. I understand that there may never be anybody in this building besides technicians and staff, but employers are required to accommodate universal accessibility to their employees. So to not do it puts you in an ugly place. It's the right thing to do. We're arguing about paint here. A couple of feet of asphalt, put it in. You don't have to enforce it in terms of somebody else parking there, but it's there if someone needs it.
Fine. Done.
Okay. Condition 8 remains. Condition 9 is...
No.
We'll withdraw that request. How about that?
Site plan, designate one parking spot with a minimum of 13 feet.
We'll withdraw that request.
They withdraw the objection.
You withdraw your objection?
Yeah.
But the condition stays because the condition is making you do it.
Okay. We'll put the handicap spot in.
See, I can get one right tonight, can I?
I'm
Item 9.
Who's the secretary?
Curb and gutter on the driveway and the parking lot.
That I will fight for.
Is there a motion to, are we allowed to delete? Segment?
Yes, the UDO requires the curb and gutter, but by the UDO, the Plan Commission may wish to waive this requirement as curb and gutter is not installed in the Oakwood Road. And we have the pictures.
Is there a motion to delete condition 9, which is requiring curb and gutter?
If I may.
Can I clarify?
Go ahead.
So originally, when the applicant, we were talking about curb and gutter, I think we were talking about in the road. Obviously, curb and gutter in the road, I don't think is required. If and when, and I'll say when, we're able to improve Oakwood Road, it's probably going to have a cross-section that looks more like Pute's, where it's just a wide shoulder, not the curb and gutter. So as far as curb and gutter out in the street, I think that's something else for us to have to tear out in the future. As far as on-site, I'm okay with putting curb and gutter on-site. So.
If I may, if the commission would allow, we would be more than happy to commit to putting in curb and gutter if and when it is put in Oakwood Road. We have no problem with it. It's just not there now, and it wouldn't fit if we put curb and gutter in front of our property on Oakwood Road.
I think you misunderstood me. I agree that curb and gutter in the road is actually not needed, but actually on your site, the way I read the arena tonight, is curb and gutter on the around the parking areas.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah. Correct. Commissioner Haley.
And I would make the argument, don't need it at the street, don't need to connect it, there's none there, but on the property, the parking lot itself and those areas should have curb and gutter. It's gonna make it simpler in the future if you do gotta match the streets. Now your grades are right, you've already moved your site water. That's a smart thing to do.
That I don't have a problem with. I thought you were talking about on the street. I just, out on the street doesn't make sense.
It wouldn't make
sense
at all.
Okay, so we're okay with condition 9. Condition 10, landscape plan for on-site irrigation. So, Mr. Regulo.
UDO requires the on-site irrigation, and the applicant is requesting to waive this requirement, but staff is proposing that the applicant comply with the 2 years guaranteed landscaping, so any landscaping that will not survive in the 2 years, the applicant is committed to replace the landscape features in the 2 years.
Commissioner Morrow.
So this is another thing that we talked about. Keep in mind there is no water main along this section of road. We'd have to have a major extension of a water main project. There's no well. I mean, you don't have any running water at all on the site. So
correct.
I would think that, you know, some sort of a warranty guaranteeing that the landscaping does survive. That means you may have to go through with the watering truck for the first couple of years. So we just doubled our number of vehicles in and out of the facility. You know, as long as we can do something like that, I think that'd be appropriate.
They got a 30-inch pipe sitting there.
Yeah.
Come on.
There's a lot of behind it.
I would just comment that, you know, like the City of Franklin facilities, the Waukesha, we take pride in our facilities, so we will maintain the landscape. And so we're more than willing to guarantee for the 2 years, we'd probably go beyond that.
No. I just want to, for the record, I did consider what if we could just pull that water out, but per your permit, thanks.
We can't.
No thanks to whoever.
We can't.
You can't return to the basin. It's got to actually be returned to the creek. So.
To the creek.
Mr. City Attorney.
But doesn't it go downhill?
I don't make the rules.
If you put it in a purple pipe.
Oh, my God.
The discharge location is actually at the end of the pipe. It has to be returned to the river.
Rules is rules, man.
But what about the sampling? If it's in a pipe, purple pipe, doesn't that make a difference?
Okay. Is there a motion to change condition 10 to read, applicant shall revise landscape plan to provide a 2-year landscape guarantee prior to issuance of building permit.
So moved.
Seconded.
Is that okay? Mr. Kevin Haley, sorry, whatever your name is. We'll give you some more titles.
It's my understanding that the 2-year guarantee is there either way. And given what the discussion we've just had, it makes sense not to do it. But I will ask you to be diligent. Have your contractor water those things, not to wait for the 2 years, because the first couple of years are the most important. And I sure hope they've got a water in the back of a truck rather than on a trailer.
Understood.
So stress that with your contractor. There's a guarantee on it. We want you out here every couple of weeks, maintain it. I don't want to hear that 2 years later we've got dead trees. And if I may, just while we're talking about trees and plantings, you got an Austrian pine specified in your planting plan. The dialogue in all of these documents talks about using native plants and blah, blah, blah. Austrian pines are native to Austria. I think you'll find another one. Something that's native to Wisconsin.
Understood.
God. It's Wisconsin.
It's not a subnatural species, but let's do it right.
Anybody else on the site plan? Snort. I love it. Okay, Mr. Haley.
I do have just a general question. Hopefully this won't go anywhere bad. The existing residence directly to the west, the site plan shows the alignment of the pipe taking a jog right in front of that residence, and I'm assuming it's because you're trying to get to the right-of-way.
You mean the pipeline along Oakwood?
The pipeline parallel to Oakwood.
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah, so we jog to miss their
at
property.
At this point, you're on private property, yours, there and there. It appears to jump out to the right-of-way. Might now be some time to straighten out some needed right-of-way there. Talk to that property owner and get right-of-way and pull 245s out of the pipeline. Straight's always better. And I understand you may not have the need now, but maybe they'd be willing to make that dedication to right-of-way.
Yeah,
that's my suggestion.
I hear
you. We can talk to the property owner. Thanks.
But that'll change the water velocity, and the DNR will need to go back through the approval process.
Don't go there.
There's no curves to get better.
Is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for a construction of an outfall facility?
Mayor, we need to vote on the last waiver.
On the last condition.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10.
Okay, all those in favor of the 2-year landscape guarantee on the landscape plan signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for keeping track of me, regular. Somebody needs to.
Just one additional comment. City engineer mentioned about the colors of the building. Will you move a motion to add an extra condition?
I don't feel strongly enough about that unless the rest of the commission does, but I think I've got confidence we're going to see a muted color.
Okay.
There's a lot of nodding going on. For those of you watching at home on the radio, there's a lot of nodding going on.
Sir,
Commissioner Haley.
Before we move on, I'd like to discuss a topic that was brought up earlier, and that's this concept of essential service. Basically, with the site plan, they have identified, they've done everything that we require, delineated all the wetlands, the buffers, and basically are saying, but we're not going to accommodate any of them because we don't have to. And my question is, I understand the need, this is something the city modified this language so that it could take care of its needs, but what about, right now you have no facilities there. There is no service. You're hoping to install essential services in there. I guess I'm trying to figure out how that exempts an outside party from having to deal with our environmental regulations. Basically, you're proposing, you went through the whole process only to say, yes, there are wetland impacts, yes, there are buffer impacts, but we don't have to comply with them because of our ordinance. And my understanding, again, I'm not the lawyer here, but that exemption, if it even is valid, would be for the building, because that's what you're doing, and zoning-wise, that's what we're dealing with here. I'm baffled that basically, and I know that nobody likes our environmental protections, but they're great and they're there for a reason, but basically, we're cutting through extensive wetlands with installation, with maintenance, with everything, and I know I'll be back to a beautiful farm field someday until there's development pressure, but there are huge quantities of wetlands that are being impacted here based on some exemption you seem to feel for this essential services. I mean, yes, you will be a utility, it will be there, but it's not there now. And when it is in the future, it'll all be done, and the damage to the wetlands will be there. So in essence, we're just letting them do whatever they want with our wetlands, our buffers, and our environmental protections, because we're allowing them to argue that they have the same exemption that we do, and that it's across three different parcels with two different zonings.
All right, just to show that the city attorney is an equal opportunity wincer, he winced when you said that. Mr. City Attorney?
No, I didn't.
You went, you did, I watched you.
Sciatica.
Just one, it's currently a farmed wetland, so it's currently, it's not a wetland, and
you have delineated it as a wetland, you've had your experts do it, it's there, it's been DNR, everybody agrees it's a wetland. It's a low quality, it's prior converted farm field, we understand that, but everything else you're doing out here, the riverbank, no, we're ignoring shoreline setbacks, everything, you're cutting through multiple wetlands, you're breaching the shoreline, you're doing all these things. We've got zoning that's supposed to protect these, and all I'm trying to get an answer to is, how come you guys feel you qualify for that exemption? If it's really needed, then I would suggest we go through the process of getting a natural resource special exception. But basically, just to say the damage will happen and we don't have to worry about that, pretty well undermines our ordinance.
Yeah, there is a section of the UDO that they need to restore the affected natural resources. And it's in the resolution, a second
issue. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But once damaged, wetlands don't respond well. Right, I'm talking about preventing it. That's why we have these ordinances. They're there to say not only do you have to protect what the state says, but also these extra areas around them, because we have concerns about not degrading our natural resources. So it's just a huge leap of faith that I don't quite understand, that everybody else in Franklin has got to comply with our natural resource protections, but Waukesha County comes in and whatever.
No, there is a purpose why I keep reappointing you to this panel. Mr. Leon, and then Commissioner Hogan.
So my question is for the city attorney. Is the definition of essential services narrowed to only apply to pre-existing and for the benefit of Franklin residents? And if not, is it a more broad topic? And then follow on to Commissioner Haley would be, would you be asking the same question if it were for a non-pre-existing essential service, something new, that benefited Franklin residents directly? And I'll ask Mr. City Attorney to answer the question first. Say again, please.
New fire station.
New fire station. Water. Any utility. Any essential services. Mr. City Attorney.
I don't understand the it's not existing yet, because every essential service would not exist before it moves into a natural resource feature. They're requesting permission to install it and to be exempt as an essential service because it doesn't exist there. And the ordinance is not applicable only to the city of Franklin or only to Franklin residents. Numero uno, it protects natural resource features. Franklin's Unified Development Ordinance, adopted in 1998, is probably in the top 10 most restrictive local ordinance with regard to protecting natural resource features. So with regard to amendments thereto, essential services was provided, and vague recollection, it started with the city needing to install streets or sewer or water on city projects, and that's what it turned into. But you've got footnotes describing the circumstances, including for essential services under the Natural Resource Protection Standards table 15-4.0100 in the Unified Development Ordinance. There's a subsection F, which isn't in the electronic version on the city website, but it is amongst the amendment ordinances adjacent thereto on the city website. And I don't know why the codifier hasn't updated it accordingly. But a sub F, not standing anything to the contrary set forth in this ordinance, meaning the Unified Development Ordinance, all public, federal, state, county, and city-owned streets, sidewalks, and trails construction aren't even development. So it's a beyond an essential services, but the intent, state, federal, county, and the definition in the Unified Development Ordinances, or Ordinance of Essential Services, services provided by the public and private utilities. Number one, City of Waukesha, public water utility, public government. That's who's here, and it's a utility. Water and sewer utility. Installations for gas, electrical, steam, water, sanitary sewage, storm water drainage, and accessories thereto, but not including buildings. But the buildings are on lot one and not in the natural resource features area. But since I'm always an open book, I will note that the initial sentence, services provided by the public and private utilities necessary for the exercise of the principal use or service of the principal structure. So, city has its own essential services exemptions from UDO natural resource features, but are those necessary for the exercise of the principal use or service of the principal structure? I think it's necessary for the principal service, but that's an interesting thing that ought to be reviewed in the UDO. But in this case, you have a principal building, which will be hidden by landscaping, which is part of the service. I think I said earlier, the entirety from the river to the city of Waukesha utility facility is public service. So that's my answer.
So I think the city attorney answered my question. I'm pretty sure. I'm no lawyer. I would ask Commissioner Haley, and it's a bit of a loaded question.
The answer is yes.
Again, yeah, or no, it's not so narrow that it would only apply. So what I would ask, and you know, I view our role as co-equal to protect the residents of Franklin, but also our neighbors. And so I would ask if this were something that were directly benefiting the city of Franklin residents, would you have asked the same types of questions, you know, if it came up before, you know, it's benefiting Waukesha residents or neighbors?
Always.
Okay.
I bring it up. We have this ordinance. Some people don't like it. I didn't write it, but it's there. We've tweaked it a few times to accommodate the city's needs, but now we're basically giving anybody who wants to carte blanche, come in, ignore our things, as long as you call yourself a utility or something like that. And just to get back to a point, what happens when all of a sudden we need to bring Lot 2 online? So now we've already acknowledged they have the exemption, they can do whatever. So there'll be no reason to try and protect those wetlands on that site to work with it. You're basically, no offense to designers, but hey, bulldoze it all flat. We don't have to comply with that, and we can do whatever we want that may be cheaper, more expeditious to our needs. It sounds like I'm wrong in terms of the law, but it doesn't make sense. We're giving you guys, especially, you're providing a utility, meets the definition, I'm sure, but you're not providing any utility to the people of Franklin, and we're the ones that are suffering the impacts.
City engineer.
I was listening intently because, like I said, the next meeting I tend to have a Franklin project before you. I was reading the definitions as the attorney was talking about it. I guess I would suggest to you that ATC has lots of power lines that run through that do not affect anybody in Franklin. They're trying to transmit high power electricity from one part of the country to the other, and so from that respect, it's not unique. ATC also has this privilege also because they're a public and or private utility. So,
but we are all on the grid.
Well, there's a jet fuel gas line going down here. There's a methane gas line, two of them.
That's all right. It's been answered.
Mr. City Attorney.
And the Franklin Public Water Supply starts in the Great Lake of Michigan.
Now,
so Franklin is benefiting.
Folks, we're being very philosophical. Thank you for sticking through this. We're all learning stuff. But we still have a motion to do on the site plan.
Correct.
Is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for construction of outfall facilities related to the Waukesha Water Utility Pipeline to source water from Lake Michigan to 5207. See, I did it right, almost. 5207 West Oakwood Road, subject to the changes made in previous motions.
So moved.
Seconded.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Mr. Martinez.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
No.
City Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Commissioner Leon?
Aye.
Mayor votes to affect the outcome, and ordinance requires 4 affirmative votes. Mayor votes aye. Motion carries. 4 votes aye, 1 no. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.